Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. There's a lot happening.
Oh, man, is there ever.
Well, let's dive into this first. Confusion everywhere. Federal workers, it's whiplash. They don't know what to expect. They don't know what's going on.
Why? I don't understand. I know what's going on.
Yeah, why is it whiplash? That makes no sense. It's, you know, send an email detailing five things you accomplished in the last week.
It makes sense to you. It makes sense to me. I think we've all been through that at one point in time.
You know, a lot of people
different
on
jobs.
Social media now are filling it out, listing the five.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty funny. And then one guy said, I did it in 10 minutes.
Well, for national media, news media, synchronized media, it's just confusion and whiplash. And Breonna Keeler at CNN, she's got a sad face, you know.
Tell us about this email and what it was like receiving it and what you all have talked about after getting it.
Sure. I got this email Saturday afternoon about 3 p.m. and I felt absolutely infuriated getting this email with a demand within 48 hours to provide a response on what I did within the last week or face termination. This is clearly an attempt from Elon Musk to harass and bully and intimidate the federal workforce.
You look very confused, Dave.
So wait a minute. You have time to do an interview on CNN, whoever you are.
Yes.
But you can't sit down and jot down five bullet points? That's ridiculous.
No, because that's just an intimidation tactic from Elon Musk. That's all that is.
All right. Harassment and bullying.
I'm gonna tell that to our bosses anytime they ask us to do something pretty simple.
Yeah.
Hey, would you send a note to this person? That's intimidation and harassment, sir, and I will not stand for it.
I mentioned my old boss, Keith, yesterday. I would have loved him to be able to say, you know, you're asking me for that weekly report and what I got accomplished this week. You're just trying to intimidate me.
Yes.
That's all it is.
David, Markley, get out of my office. Stop with that crap. That's the way it would have been right there.
Again, a lot of people yesterday on social media, I say a lot, a number of people that on my personal friends list were talking about that they've been having to do this in one job or another for like the last 50 years.
Yes.
Their dads did it. Their uncles did it.
I think that's how out of touch synchronized media is with people. They think, you know what, this is going to get people on the side of the left. How unfairly these people are being treated right now. Listen, no one wants to see somebody lose a job.
No.
I think, at the same time, after all the stories that people have heard about federal workers and not wanting to go back into the office when so many have had to, it's like, no, you got to do your part. And now you're whining about saying what five things you did in this last week. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
a lot of people have to do that.
We went from no one ever loses their job, ever, to all of a sudden people are losing their jobs. This is unfamiliar territory.
Yes.
Because it's unheard of.
Well, Trump had a funny line talking about it because we know this. A lot of people weren't even checking email. And he said it was pretty genius for Elon to do this just to find out who's working there.
If you don't report to work, you know, that's another scam. You know, who the hell, if I'm staying home, I'm going to, let's see, my golf handicap would get down to very low number. You'd be shocked if I told you the real number. But I would be so good, I'd try and get on tour. I would be so good. I'd call up, I'd say, listen, I'm really working here. Where are my clubs?
I couldn't help but laugh when I heard that. All right, Scotty, what do you got today for What's Your Story?
Well, I'm going to go back to the topic of conversation today. That would be one, Joy Reid. Angela Rye, former CNN commentator. This is something I hadn't heard before. She's upset that she got booted from MSNBC. Joy Reid did. So she is calling for a national boycott of MSNBC.
I think some people are way ahead of you.
Don't go into a store where no one goes. I mean, people have been boycotting MSNBC for a decade now, you know, so I don't think this is a big deal.
I don't know if you saw this, something else going on. Ilhan Omar, she went on quite a bit of a rant talking about how Americans are idiots, shouldn't even be allowed to have views. She's almost giving up on this country right now.
Oh, okay. Have fun back in Somalia then.
I was thinking the same thing. Listen to this.
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day.
You're laughing, David.
Well, you want to miss some people did something, wants to have an intellectual debate?
Yes, I don't know if that debate is on. Should you marry your brother? Should that be legal? I don't know exactly what debate she's talking about.
It's frankly embarrassing, not just in Congress, but as Americans. And the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous things.
Because you shouldn't be able to talk, okay? Huh. We were so close with this woke movement to shut you up forever, and now it's fading away.
Some people did something.
That's right.
Tells you that the dumbing of the United States has arrived, because how else do we get a Trump presidency again?
What in the world? Holy smokes.
Little Miss defund the police, right, is now talking about a lack of intellectual ability in political discourse. All right.
That's right.
Cool.
That's right.
They just hate America.
Yes.
They hate the people who live there.
Yes.
They hate the whole, I mean, it's remarkable.
Yes. If you're the Republican Party, you're like, send Ilhan out every day.
Oh, yeah.
Send Jasmine Crockett out every day.
Yep.
Just keep doing that. It's fantastic. All right. Pete Hegseth, David, in the news.
The defense secretary was asked about, I'll set it up this way. President Trump, he fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles C.Q. Brown, and nominated Lieutenant General Dan Raisin Kane to replace him. Some people are complaining about this because he hasn't had, you know, what are described as key assignments required for the job. That can
Who
be
cares?
Waived.
He's Lieutenant Dan. Leave him
right.
alone.
Raisin Kane, man. But a lot of folks within the military and the intelligence community even speak pretty highly of him. They're like, hey, this guy doesn't own a MAGA hat. He's not a political animal. He's right. served honorably in combat as an Air Force pilot and with the National Guard. And also,
but has he dealt with his white rage?
Right. Well. But he's had a pretty good career. And okay. And Trump has said before he felt like he got passed over for a promotion in the past. And so he wanted to make that right. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was asked about this situation. And boy, did he shut down that reporter. This is hilarious.
Why did you select an underqualified retired lieutenant general to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff?
I'm gonna choose to reject your unqualified question. Well, who's next?
That's how you handle these dorks.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that.
You're saying he's unqualified? That's an unqualified question. That's great.
Love it.
I saw this story. I thought it was really interesting. This dude convicted of killing a guy in 1994 over a drug deal gone bad, just got out. DNA evidence finally cleared him. He went out for a steak dinner. And people were talking about, what's the thing that you notice more than anything? I said, it's crazy. Everyone's on a phone.
Yeah.
Because when he went in, there were no smartphones.
Yeah.
Kind of few cell phones. It's like, I don't have this addiction yet. I don't want to get it either.
Wow.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.